Fred Film Radio, BFI Film Festival, London.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Vache Bulburjan, director of Tramontane, and we also have Cynthia Zaven, who is a music supervisor and composer of the film. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So first question for the director, for our listeners, would you be able to just introduce the story of the film for us?
Sure. The Tramontane tells the story of a young blind man who lives in the village of Lebanon, in the villages of Lebanon, and he sings in a choir, and he's invited with his choir to perform in Europe. And so for the first time in his life, he has to apply for a passport. And when he tries to apply for a passport, something is wrong with his papers. And so this forces him to travel across Lebanon looking for some sort of proof that could prove his identity.
Would you just be able to tell me where the inspiration for this story comes from?
The desire for clarity, the desire to understand a nation and a society and a people and the circumstances that have plagued it for the past 40 years.
And any specific reason why the lead character is blind? And also, if you could include in your answer a little bit about the actor who is terrific in this role.
Thank you. Blindness is something that is, well, I don't want to give too much away, but is a residue, a scar that is left over from the war. And he doesn't know it. And so as he goes on his search across the country, in essence, he's looking for the reason for his blindness. And this is, in a sense, reflects the state of the country as well. So he's searching for an event that led him to be blind. You see. And the lead actor is someone that we came across after months of casting, and he sang in a choir at the time. He also sang in the clubs across Lebanon. He was in when we approached him, he was more than happy to act in the film, and he's blind in real life. And it was very important for me to work with a man who is blind in real life for the lead character, and it was a complete. And he's he's an expert in classical Arabic music, and it's been a complete joy working with him.
It's also a complete joy to listen to the music, and it is wonderful music. So we're lucky enough to have the composer, music supervisor of the film. Can you take me through the process and talk about how you went through the process of making the music for this film?
Well, in the beginning, when I first read Vache's script, both of us love Baroque music, so we thought that the choir in the movie would be singing Western hymns. But then when we met the lead actor, who is actually not an actor, he's just an amazing musician, and he was very enthusiastic to play the main role. And he turned out to be an expert in classical Arabic music. So then it made sense for us to use Arabic music instead of Western hymns, because the main topic of the film is about identity and the search of identity. And this music that is used in the movie is actually part of the whole region. People sing it from all the way from Iraq, Syria, Egypt to Morocco. And it's probably the only thing that remains from this region in the Middle East that is being completely fragmented. It's kind of like the music that remains as a memory of this territory. And it's one element that binds us all, regardless of our religion or our where we come from. And this is why it was very important for us to use this specific music in the movie that he sings and that he improvises on, and to which I worked on the arrangements. And then there is also the composed score. But it was an absolute joy to work on this movie, probably the most beautiful and exciting experience to me as a composer. And especially because of Vache, and thanks to Vache, because he is a musician himself as well.
Yeah. you're a musician, so music was always going to be important in this film. How did your understanding of music help shape the narrative of the story?
Well, that was very generous of her, but I appreciate music. I don't think I'm that good of a musician, but I appreciate music very much. And I appreciate very, you know, all types of music, really, as long as it's authentic. Mm-hmm. In this case, you know, the fact that we chose to work with Barakat Jabour and work with classical Arabic music, which is very rooted in the land and the territory, I want the interpretations of the music, the songs, to be as true to the authentic, traditional forms as possible. That's very important for me. And Cynthia did a fabulous job in with Barakat coming to shaping those arrangements.
Yeah, you mentioned authentic, and that was going to be one of the questions that I was going to ask you, because it's very real. Like, it feels very real, this film. And I was wondering, aside from the music and all the other aspects, in terms of maybe cinematography and in terms of your the way you shot the film, how did you encourage that realism and that authenticity?
Well, that is exactly right. I mean, my intention from the beginning was to have a very realist approach, set in the present. You know. Shots that are very functional. There's no gratuitous shots. There's no embellishment of any kind of stylization. You know, because my guiding principle was always that the theme, the story, the characters take precedence, not my personal style. That is completely secondary or tertiary. It's completely unimportant. What is important is the story, the theme to breathe. And so in the cinematography, this had to be reflected, you know. Having said that, and also, you know, I didn't want any type of cliches of blindness, as though I know what it means to be blindness being represented in the cinematography. You know, I don't know what it means to be blind. I can't show it. So I didn't want that either. It was only purely observational. For those who are going to watch the film, a purely observational point of view. Having said that, though, you know, it's impossible to, overlook, let's say, the fact that the lead character is blind and the gentleman playing it is also blind, you know. So what ends up happening is for example, in normal circumstances, you would shoot considering there's an eye line in cinema. Well, in this case, the cinematographer, James Lee Phelan, and I came to the conclusion that, you know, there is no such thing as an eye line while working with a blind man. So this gave us the freedom to move around the conversation, for example, a conversation that we are filming. And in a very subtle way, this is also very... reflects some disturbing aspects, because viewers are not used to seeing this kind of movement of camera, you know, during a conversation. So of course, I didn't want to push it. I don't want to make it over the top or didactic, but it's in a very subtle way, this is reflected in the cinematography as well, and definitely taken into account. Yeah.
I definitely think that it's a great film, and it's a very powerful film. And I thank you guys for joining us and talking to us about it. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.